With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. On the same day garland and lights were going up on light poles in downtown Rhinelander, a picture-perfect Christmas tree was coming down in another part of town. A Rhinelander family had their tree selected to be this year's Wisconsin Capitol Holiday Tree. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares the story.
It's not unusual for the Burke family to harvest a Christmas tree from their own property. They would sometimes plant ones just for that purpose. But the tree that was cut down Tuesday morning was a bit different than the ones Rick Burke usually goes for. It grew wild, and it grew tall, towering at 39 feet.
It grew on its own, and the fact that it kind of grew out in the open allowed it to have a nice symmetrical figure to it. Otherwise, they don't tend to have that nice shape.
The Burks have lived on the property since 1977, watching the tree grow. Over the years, Burke tried to give it away to some other families.
Years ago when it was a smaller tree because it was getting to be a really nice tree, and I figured if somebody who had a cathedral ceiling would work great, but it eventually got too big for the cathedral ceilings.
But this year, Burke finally got a taker, the Wisconsin State Capitol. After seeing last year's Capitol holiday tree, which also came from Rhinelander, Burke decided to reach out and offer his tree.
And I didn't really think any more of it until a couple of months later, I got an email from the superintendent of buildings and grounds in Madison. His name is Darren Smith. And he says, I'd like to see a picture of the tree. So I sent him a picture and he says, well, I'm going to come up and look at it in August. And the rest is history.
Ponzi and the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association came out Tuesday morning to cut down the tree and carefully load it onto a trailer that will be headed to Madison. It was a sight that brought the neighborhood out.
I was rather surprised, and it's kind of nice. There's some neighbors that haven't even met each other before, so that kind of brought the neighborhood together.
The tree will be decorated in the Capitol and available for viewing through the holiday season. Burke plans to be there for the tree lighting on December 5th. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The theme of the 2024 Wisconsin State Capitol Holiday Tree is 125 years of Wisconsin State Parks. Wisconsin Republican Eric Hovde is admitting that he lost the U.S. Senate race to Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin, but refusing to concede and instead is repeating misleading claims about the election while he considers a recount. Hovde released a video Tuesday saying he wanted to gather more information and assess whether to seek a recount, but in a later interview he called the race the most painful loss I've ever experienced. The Associated Press called the race for Baldwin on November 6th. Baldwin declared victory the next day. Wisconsin Republicans have elected Robin Voss as the Speaker of the State Assembly. Voss has held the position longer than anyone in state history and was re-elected Tuesday, despite Democrats gaining 10 seats in the Assembly. Voss overcame a challenge from a more conservative Republican who had backed impeaching the state's elections chief. Voss opposed impeachment. The Voss victory comes after failed attempts to recall him from office earlier this year by Trump supporters. Voss has frequently butted heads with Trump, most notably in 2020 when Voss refused to decertify President Joe Biden's victory. Voss, the speaker since 2013, will preside over the smallest Republican majority in 18 years. The discovery of a body in Price County may be linked to a domestic incident in Marshfield. Mike Leishner explains.
The body of 28-year-old Blanca Jacina Hernandez Porticaro was found in rural Price County on November 3rd. Investigators say she was killed in the city of Marshfield, with her body dumped in that area later in the day. On Tuesday, investigators arrested 38-year-old Devin Castro Gutierrez, who is now being held in the Wood County Jail, facing a count of intentional homicide. No further information has been released, including details of what led to the incident. Officers from more than a dozen local agencies and the FBI were involved in the investigation.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. A grant of more than $400,000 will help Lincoln County upgrade emergency communications. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs Office of Emergency Communications is providing the funding. It's part of a statewide effort to bring next-generation 911 technology to local communities. The upgrade should allow for faster response times, better accuracy, and enhanced emergency response capabilities. Work is scheduled to begin in December and be finished by June of 2026. Wisconsin State Superintendent of Public Instruction talked with students in Wausau about mental health issues kids are dealing with. Jill Underley spoke with several Wausau East students who shared their own experiences with mental health issues and what they've seen from their peers. Sophomore Gavin Merriam says some students feel overwhelmed by classwork and jobs and don't have good systems in place to help them talk about their stress.
We just get super stressed out, and the way our school structure works is that sometimes we are not able to go and talk to an adult because our class load or our schedule load won't allow us to.
State Superintendent Underley's proposed budget would give over $300 million to districts across the state to help them improve the mental health of students. One concern shared by students that Underley said she hopes to address is staffing in school counseling offices.
Focusing on supporting school districts and hiring more pupil services staff. So those are school counselors, school social workers, and school psychologists, so that they can meet the unique and growing needs of our students.
Students said current counselors are helpful, but they need more of them. Underley said she will send her budget to Governor Evers, who will send it on to the legislature to be considered. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. With Thanksgiving just over 2 weeks away, will shoppers face sticker shock at the grocery store while planning their holiday meals? Crystal Blair has answers from a food economist.
There's a mix of good and not so good news. According to consumer experts, grocery inflation has eased, with prices rising just 1.3% over the past year. However, prices are more than 20% higher than 4 years ago. David Ortega is a food economist and professor at Michigan State University. He says you won't have to dig as deep for the star of the Thanksgiving menu, turkey.
Turkey prices, they're expected to be down compared to last year. The industry has been struggling with the bird flu outbreak over the past couple of years, but producers are better prepared now. So you can expect to find turkeys anywhere between 2 to 10% lower in price.
The price increases this holiday season stem from several factors, including the 2019 pandemic disrupting supply chains, droughts damaging crops, bird flu driving up egg prices, and global conflicts raising overall cost. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.